Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mod Ventures podcast. And today I'm going to talk about virtual work and some tips on how to do it. If you're being thrown into this new world of seeing your animals as your coworkers, then I have a lot of ideas and tips that are going to help you be successful in the next, well, who knows? Could be a long time. In 2014, we took the steps to become a virtual firm, and we were really already on the road. We had switched a good portion of our work into cloud servers. So we had the ability to work in the cloud, as you say, in the cloud. So it was really just the next steps of saying, okay, we're not going to come to the office anymore and see what happens. And it truly was an experiment for us. We did not know how it was going to work. And so step by step, we had to really peel the onion back and look at all the different layers and see how it would affect our clients and our work. We started doing experiments. We looked at, you know, what would happen if I closed the office 2 days a week? What if everybody had to work from home? How were we going to know what everybody was doing? How were we going to communicate? How were we going to communicate with our clients and our vendors? And did we need a receptionist? Did we need somebody on site all the time in order for us to be successful? We really made that jump in 2014, although there was only a couple of us in the office at the time. And really the last people to leave the office was our receptionist. I feel really blessed because I have a great community of other accountants and just people and friends that had already gone virtual. And so I could reach out to them and get some ideas on vendors and who could actually answer our phone. And I'll be honest, Ruby Receptionist has been the lifesaver that we really needed to make sure that our phones were actually answered, that they didn't go to voicemail, that somebody was answering the phone, happy to hear from our clients, and able to transfer those calls. And I think that it's probably one of the best decisions that we've made was to get a virtual receptionist, and Ruby Receptionist happened to be the one, and we still have them. It's funny, we have people call in and they say, I'm not sure if they were a computer or if that was a real person because they sound so polished. And to be honest, Ruby Receptionist has been, you know, really great. All we have to do is give them instructions on how we want them to route our telephone calls and the information that we need in our messages. What's the person's name? What's the company's name? What's the phone numbers to reach them? And we've even given them, you know, very specific things like if someone needed and they were going to meet us, let's say at an office or someplace, that they were given great instructions and directions to the clients. So they've done a lot of great things for us. We recently just added them to our chat box on our website, which has been really cool too. That way our clients are always being talked to, potential clients are able to ask questions, and then Ruby is able to then send them over to the marketing department or myself so that we can work with our potential clients. Like I said, Ruby's been a great tool for us. The other thing that we invested in, and it was years ago, but we became part of, you know, the Google Suite partnership where they have all these different applications that you can use for your company. And that's been a big, big help for us because we could be all on the same calendar system. We had our email set up, and because the company account, it was done so that it would be at modventuresllc.com. It wasn't like a Gmail account. Very professional. It helped us to really stay on the same page, use and work together with like Google Sheets and Google Docs, and that really helped the collaboration within our firm. Another great tool for us has been Slack, and we use the free version, and there's almost 30 of us. That free version has been great because we can put questions out there in general, or we can have Slack channels that are for very specific things. We are always collaborating. We're always talking with each other. We can send words of encouragement. We can do shout outs. A lot of wonderful things happen on the Slack platform. So I'm really, really grateful for that tool. The other items that we use probably most is, again, under the Google platform, but Google Meet, used to be Google Hangouts. It's like a free tool, and I think up to 9, maybe now it's 15 people can be on at one time. But that's been great for us because then we could see each other and have those communication talks. It's been really great to have Google Meet because we can have the face-to-face communication that's needed sometimes. And actually, it's needed a lot. We use Google Meets quite a bit and FaceTime when we want to just get on really quick and talk to each other. A recent find for us is Voxer, which is a voice messaging system. And it's so funny because my daughter, who is now almost 24, said that she used that in high school. I wanted to laugh. Like we think that we're finding things that are really cool and new, and our teenagers have been using it forever. So if you're not sure what you need to operate to stay connected with your coworkers, just ask your teenagers. They know exactly how to stay connected with their friends. And so that would be another recommendation. It's funny to me how technology seems to always change. And then sometimes it's just because you now know that it's out there. And so, you know, even the older tools are great for some of the new things that we need to do. Pretty exciting things that you can kind of put your teeth into and try out in the next 30 to 60 days. So being in the virtual environment also brings up the idea of, well, and the very, very important need for security and transferring documents between coworkers. And again, we use a collaboration tools within Google for a lot of transferring of information back and forth between our staff members. We also have a file cabinet, I guess you would say. As a tax service provider, we have a service where there's a portal. It's a very secure portal where people can transfer their tax documents to us right in our software. And it's connected with Creative Solutions and UltraTax so that we keep information secure and keep doing our work. The other ones that we really like to use is Box.com. That's very helpful for uploading statements or just like a whole bunch of information that you need to get from maybe your clients or your coworkers. It's super easy to share documents in that way. And then again, if you're on the Google Suite, I would just continue to use those tools within that suite to kind of consolidate all the information that you're receiving. So those are really the top three that we use the most. We also use items like TeamViewer or LogMeIn if we need to check in on a client's computer. Super helpful. Usually IT people are the only ones that use those types of, you know, login type services. But as accountants, we've noticed there's a lot of people who want to keep their own books on their own computers. And so we had to find a way to, as a virtual firm, access those client files. And it's worked pretty well. Geez, I think we've been doing that since probably 2012. So it's been quite a while. We really quit going out to clients' sites and sitting in an office waiting for information to come in for quite a while. And we've had to really learn to access all the different tools available to help us with our virtual work. Those are just a few of our tips and tricks. And, you know, when you're looking at working in that virtual environment, I would just remember to keep your schedule the best you can. As soon as you start not staying focused and going out and doing the dishes and playing with the puppies and things like that. And don't get me wrong, everybody needs, you know, a few minutes away from the computer. But what I would really encourage is that if you normally go to work at 8 o'clock, try to keep to that schedule. If you have lunch around noon, keep to that schedule if you can. I don't know about you guys, but my schedule has like turned into just, it's been kind of crazy. My lunch is, or my breakfast is more like my brunch. My lunch is more like my dinner. That is a schedule. It's just become a little bit later in the day. And I'm more of a late riser. I stay up late. I'm a night owl. I prefer to work a little bit later in the day. Prepare a schedule. Work a schedule that works for you. And keep to that schedule. The other thing I would mention too is boundaries. You know, with us working from home and we have our children and we have our spouses there, I would just tell them, my door is shut, you can't come in, I have a meeting, I'm on video, and I don't want the rest of my team or my client to see that I have family and children running around. Now, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of times where I'll have a dog bark and a client is like, don't worry about it. Or the phone will ring and the client will be like, oh, do you need to get that? Which is really awesome. But if you can keep things as professional as possible, I would highly recommend that. It just helps you feel more confident in your work and when you're actually talking to that client, and keeping things so that you appear that this is just normal and you got it handled provides a lot of confidence too to your client. Another great tip that I think you can use whether you're in the office or working virtually, we use time blocking to really make sure that we're working on the same types of tasks within the same time period. Let's say we need to make 10 phone calls. We block off time to make those 10 phone calls, and we don't do anything else within that time period. And then that helps us to feel like we're really effective. We're not being interrupted, and we can, you know, document everything that we did and then move on to our next time block. And so that's really, really helpful. I think it helps with spurts of energy, and you're able to tackle those big things all at once. In our firm, it looks like when we have sales taxes, we have 10 sales tax returns to do, you do all those at one time. Or if you have a lot of payroll to do, you do all those things at one time. You know, for you, it could be, like I said, phone calls. It could be your innovative work where you need to block the time so that you can be creative. There's also times where you do need to take a break and you time block those times for you to go and, you know, let's say walk the dog, or maybe you waited to take a shower because you didn't do that first thing in the morning and you want to do that midday. It's okay to time block your time and to organize yourself as it fits you, especially when you're working in a virtual work environment. You really have to put some structure into your daily work. And I really have found that time blocking helps not only myself, but for my team members. My last tip would be to set up some sort of work environment where you can go in, do your work, and then when you leave and you're done, you can shut the door. It's really difficult to have work-life balance when you're in a virtual work environment because you're essentially face-to-face with your work 24/7. And so you have to, in your mind and also in your environment, set up a place where you can work and you know that's what you're going to do when you get there, and that you can shut it off and be done at the end of the day. Super important for overachievers and people who just can't turn it off. And I'll say for myself especially is, you know, I'm constantly working because I'm constantly thinking about the business. And it's super important to take time to shut down and maybe read a book or go for a walk or do something different that's going to help you rest your brain and give you that stability that you need. And then you can actually shut your door and walk away and have a great weekend. So thanks so much for tuning in today. Really happy that we could get these tips and tools and tricks out to you to help you with your virtual work. I think this is truly the wave of the future, and we hope that we have got you started on the right foot. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time. Thanks so much for tuning in to this podcast episode. If you liked what you heard, make sure you are subscribed to our podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. To stay updated on all things Mod Ventures, check out our Instagram @mod.ventures. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks. Take care.